This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. At least I can still make you laugh. Although that doesn't take much. I put on my pants the wrong way and make you laugh.
Every day.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us. Spended. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. We're just going to jump into it. And if you head over to the website, give me your email address, give me your money, Patreon. If you head over to Patreon, you head up to the website, there's a button there for Patreon. It kind of lets you into the inside group, if you would, inside the family. And you'll get videos there that you don't see somewhere else. I'm starting to do some weekly wrap-ups, you know, the highlights from the week that you might have missed, putting it up there as well, just kind of see how that works out, see if anybody even watches them. We are over there, you know. Anyway, there's a million ways for you to get involved, engage, and help the show out. One of them is to buy the shirts, buy the cups, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been told were bad, labels that the left has given me that I won't accept. You know, find out about it. Find out what they are. You know, I've written about this cheating in order to win in the book. Anyway, let's move on. So you see what's going on in France right now, all the riots and what have you. But the thing you need to notice, the thing you need to pay attention to, is that they're chalking it up to a gas tax. The spin the mainstream media is telling you is the reason the riots are going on in the streets is because of the gas tax. Right, you get those people in the yellow vests running all around the place, trying to figure out what they want, or trying to let us know what they want. Now, the fun thing about it is when you look at the pictures, when you look at the actual pictures coming out of France, you look at what they're ripping up, tearing up when they're in the in the museums and places. If you're irritated about attacks, why have you gone to historical places specifically? Start tearing down statues. We've seen this picture before, haven't we? Right? They're attacking religious places. I wonder who's doing it. I wonder what it is. But what you're hearing is, as part of the environmental policy strategy, French President Emmanuel Macron announced a green tax on fuel last month to go to effect January 1st. The move set off nearly a month of protests around France. French Interior Minister estimates 136,000 protesters turned out across the country, in addition to 280,000 over the previous weeks. Nicknamed for the safety vests worn by protesters, they're known as Gilets Jaunes. The Yellow Vest movement, now listen, I don't speak French, so if I got it wrong, deal with it. The Yellow Vest movement has sparked a political crisis for the French government. Protests started in the French provinces, but then spread to Paris, where demonstrations turned into riots over the weekend. Now, originally the Yellow Vest protesters were people from rural areas who have to drive long distances as part of their daily life. They said they couldn't afford the hike in fuel prices. Protests appeared in pockets around France. They're screaming to denounce Macron's green tax, but grew into a larger movement that included members of the working and middle class who are expressing their frustration about slipping standards of living. They say their incomes are too high to qualify for social welfare, but too low to make ends meet. The movement has no official leadership. It was organized initially through these social media groups. Right? Most Célestins blockades around France are peaceful protesters. Violent protesters erupted over the weekend in Paris, where rioters defaced the Arc de Triomphe and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They looted shops. They vandalized buildings. They even attacked police. French authorities note that most of the violence and vandalisms were incited by anarchists. There they are again. Rioters, thugs from the ultra-left and ultra-right. Paris police held 380 people in custody after Saturday's riots. The damages in the city, over $3.5 million. Now, see, I have a hard time believing that these people are just wanting to damage some of the finest art that we know of. Art. Right? I mean, when you look at this, you have to stop and say to yourself, why, if they were just mad about gas, if they were just mad about gas taxes, then why are they ripping the joint up? Why not blow up the gas stations? Right? I would have, with nobody in it, not to hurt anybody, I would have blown up maybe the president's caravans with nobody in it, remember? Right? Then maybe he could take a bike instead of using his car. Their initial demand was to repeal the green tax on diesel. Now others want the current minimum wage, about $13.50 per month after taxes, to be raised. Wow. $13.50 a month. I don't know what it costs to live there. They also want Macron to resign. I mean, think about that. Didn't he just get in? They want him gone. According to the poll conducted Sunday by Harris Interactive for French media, 72% of the French people support the yellow vests, even after Saturday's riots. 85% responded they are against violence as a whole. Four people have now died since the protests began. Three were killed in separate traffic accidents caused by roadblocks. All of them set up by yellow vests. You know, I mean, again, why do we have to have all this violence? What happened to peaceful protests? You know, what happened to sit-ins and such? Just curious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina on GCN Live. Really, seriously, don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Okay, so is anybody old as I am, remember? Doesn't this sound like you're speeding up a 45 record? Right? They're probably all baritones. But when you do that, it changes the whole thing. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You should get involved. You should get engaged. There's a lot going on, a lot to talk about. And I really don't like to beat on this stuff 24/7, whether you believe me or not. I just don't. But there's nobody else really beating on it. Nobody else really talking about it and driving it home. So, talking about what's going on at the UN right now. We lovingly or unlovingly call them the United Nuts. I don't know why we put so much a weight in what they say and what they want to do. But you now in England, or not even in England, in Europe, they're going to try to make it so you can't criticize migration of any kind or migrants. It'll become a criminal offense under the UN's Global Pact. Now, I'm not so much worried about us anymore. I don't believe at all in any way, shape, or form that the president would sign on to that. The pact is known as the United Nations Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration, and it's slated to be adopted by an intergovernmental conference on December 10th. But there's big problems with it. It comprises 23 objectives for better management of migration at all levels. Now, initially, all 193 UN nations except for the United States backed it. But now countries are kind of going, I don't know, I don't think so. Why? Well, there's a lot of problems with it. The document represents an intergovernmental negotiation agreement prepared under the auspices of the United Nations. It covers all dimensions of international migration in a holistic and comprehensive manner. But, you know, it's the first agreement like this. Right? And the reason they threw it together was because of all the immigrants coming in all of a sudden. Why not let the states, why not let those countries apply the laws that they've already got on the books? Why do you need new ones? The agreement that they're putting forth, which is nothing new for the UN. The UN wants the power grab. They want to be the government of the world. But if they put it forth and it gets ratified, it actually would threaten national sovereignty. It would criminalize, think about something. It would criminalize an anti-migration speech to the point that some of the, I could play them. I think we have them. That if we had a president, can I find this? Oh, yeah, there it is. If we had a president that's willing to discuss the problems with migration and letting people in or what have you, he could be arrested. He could be brought up on international charges. Are you good with that? Because I'm not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Here's Billy Bob Clinton at the State of the Union, and he could be, I want you to think about something. He could be brought up on international charges over this.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers.
Think about that. He's calling them they. What they, I mean, that's considered, today anyway, right? It's considered politically incorrect. It's rude.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards.
Terrible.
By deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
Mm.
By cracking down on illegal hiring. By barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan.
Think about all those things he's talking about. Every one of those things today are poo-pooed by the Dems, but they loved this guy at the time. Everything he said was gold. They were behind him 130%. Everything he's saying, the Republicans are saying today, and they're bad. Very curious.
We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws.
Ooh.
Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws.
You know that voice. I have to tell you who that was. You're really going to make me say his name. I'm afraid he'll show up again like Beetlejuice.
Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws.
Illegal aliens. Got to help him out a little bit.
And I believe that they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders.
Look how great I am.
Today, our immigration system is broken. and everybody knows it. There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions. We'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel so that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over.
Oh, so he's going to send them back. He's going to put more men on the border to grab more people coming over to send them back. Terrible, terrible, nasty man.
If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you
aren't you a criminal when you come over legally anyway?
Plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, question my authority, question my authority, question my authority.
I can't hear him talk that much. But I mean, think about that. He knew he had a right to only do certain things. Seriously. And they were all behind him. Right? They were all behind him. What happened? So we now decide that we don't have to adhere to the rule of law? Seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, don't go far. Hang out. I'm going to go for a break when we come back. I want to talk more about it. Look, we've got a smorgasbord of stories to do. You know, again, I'm going to keep saying the same things over and over and over again until we get them. Somebody asked me today if they really thought that we could win back California. I said, based on the volunteer efforts that we've seen over the last 2 years, no. Talk to you on the side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday, a remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Back.
Well, the eagles been flying slow.
That's right, Charlie. You tell them. I'll hang out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, 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 I do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, hanging out. Send me an email. Joe@TheRealSide.com. That's Joe@TheRealSide.com. I really do appreciate what you're doing with us, for us, to us, what have you. The, what was the, I know what I'm talking about. I get excited. I read this other stuff between the breaks or what have you. I don't come back to the same place. We were talking about the National Global Compact. What does that look for? I don't agree with it either. When you talk about taking away a nation's sovereignty, now you got a group of guys that are going to tell you what to do here in New York, protected by us, by the way. Wouldn't it be great to, why don't we move them to another country, see how that country does in protecting them? Right? I'm not talking about the UK or Greece or any of those places. I mean, think about it. These guys, on separate occasions, the UN has made China, North Korea, Cuba, I mean, whatever. Think of these countries, and they made them the head of the Human Relations Council. Seriously. I know it's kind of old, but isn't that like making the fox the chief safety officer for the hen house? Doesn't make any sense now, does it? The document represents an intergovernmental negotiation agreement. What agreement? I mean, think about this. It's the first ever agreement like this since World War II. And at first they had everybody on board with it, except for the United States. Governments are asked to promote independent, objective, and quality reporting and to stop allocation of public funding for material support to media outlets that systematically promotes intolerance, xenophobia, racism, and other forms of discrimination, at least towards migrants. You do whatever you want to Christians. Migrants, it's a whole different story. Austria, Australia, Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Italy, Israel, Poland, Slovakia, and Switzerland are all among the countries following the United States lead, refusing to sign the global. I can't believe that. Check Italy again. The EU is not that strong. Anyway. And they're refusing to sign it for safety reasons. Go figure. And the British citizens now want their government to oppose it as well. Prime Minister Theresa May, however, has not yet issued a response to their plea. A petition in Britain is simply titled, "The UK Should Not Agree to the UN Global Compact Migration." I don't know why this is a big deal. If people don't want it, it shouldn't happen. It's really that simple. Right? Look, nobody's against people truly, honestly in trouble coming to a country for help. Nobody's against people that want to immigrate legally and properly to have a better life for their kids, their wife, their families, and so on. Nobody. And don't throw it in my face because my family's made up of immigrants. But they all came here the right way. Because as I like to say, kind of hard to walk across the Atlantic Ocean. Let me see, I had two. This was a funny one. Not funny, haha. So, you know, the left always pushes diversity. They always push equality and diversity, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it hurts or what it does. I remember doing a story years ago, and I think it was in an L.A. public swimming pool, and the local legislator decided that the lifeguards didn't represent the color that was in the pool. Notice I didn't say the color of the pool. So they demanded that the lifeguards reflect the color of what was in the pool. My first thought at the time was, who cares what color they are? Can they save my life? You've got boundaries. You've got tests that you have to pass. If a black or Hispanic, Asian, whatever, didn't pass the test, they don't become a lifeguard. But I wouldn't even look at it that way. If a person doesn't pass the test, they don't become a lifeguard. It's really that simple. Now, at the time, we were poo-pooed by some people, but others said, yeah, it makes all sense in the world. Well, here we go again. Let's come back to the Parkland shooting. You know, the one that had to do everything to do with guns and nothing to do with the way the police acted or anything else along those lines or nothing to do with mental health issues. Not only is the identity politics incredibly divisive when applied to law enforcement and the military, it can also cost people their lives. It's proof. We look at the victims of the Parkland shooting. The Broward County Sheriff's Office has now been exposed for caring more about diversity hires than safety and security. The BSO has been called out for, by the way, that's Broward County Sheriff's Office. Okay. Been called out for countless incompetencies and failures since the deadly February shooting. Left 17 people dead, 14 wounded. One victim's father is calling yet another abject failure. I mean, you can't get around this. These guys failed around every corner. They had a failure. Captain Jan Jordan, who's Fox News reported in March, allegedly ordered first responders to stage outside. The school instead, they wanted them outside the school. They didn't want them to rush it. They figured that if they waited outside the school, they could get themselves together. They could figure out where the shooting was coming from before they went or went in, right? We're finding out now that she was hired based on her gender rather than her competency for the job. Are we serious? Because if we did that, then every gender equality fool that pushed that down there should be arrested. Should have the blood of those 17 dead people on their hands. Nobody should be hired or not hired. Notice I said hired or not hired because of their gender. Nobody should be hired and not hired for who they sleep next to. Nobody should be hired or not hired for who they pray to. They should be hired and not hired for their ability to do the job. It's really that simple. Captain Jan Jordan froze during the Parkland shooting. Now officers are saying it's because it was all over her head. Officers that she worked with. and I'm sure they'll be called all kinds of names. Sheriff Israel admits that Captain Jordan was recommended based on diversity, not qualifications. Her lack of leadership led to those kids dying that day. So much for your diversity. Captain Jan Jordan froze during the Parkland shooting. This is what Andrew Pollack, father of Meadow Pollack, one of the students killed in the massacre, wrote. He went on to say, now Sheriff Israel admits that Captain Jordan was recommended based on diversity. Right? Her lack of leadership is what led to all those kids dying, all because they wanted diversity. Now, you can write whatever you want about me, but this is the dad of one of the kids. Now, you on the left got on our case for making fun of some of these people in those days. Are you going to make fun of the dad now? She'd asked for some diversity, appropriately so. I gave her three names. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said of the supervisor's request. One of the names I gave her was Captain Jordan. His office had bragged about their interest in diversity hires in the past, calling his office more inclusive than ever before. Yeah, but are they more qualified than ever before? Right? How are their people faring in the, you know, the tests that they take for shooting and that kind of stuff? But the BSO also proudly employs many strong, dedicated women throughout the agency in sworn and non-sworn positions. Well, that's important. It's important to make sure you go looking for women to hire, looking for blacks, looking for Hispanics, instead of simply looking for the right person for the job. They play a vital role in all aspects of their presence at all times. Look, they're signaling them out. They're carving them out. Again, I don't care what you are. Can you do the job? You know, if you need to fill five positions and you line up all the names, and maybe you do, I don't know, maybe there's a law that says you have to have more women, more blacks, more Hispanics. Then you can look across the board and then bring color into it. Once you lay out your first, maybe you lay out the first 10 of the best, and you go looking for color at that point. I am not the expert in this area. But there are other ways to get diversity. There's nothing wrong with hiring minorities or women, especially if one ignores their gender and their ethnicity to do so. So really, we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hail. Baby, baby, it looks like
we are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, we got to get the tree. We have a Christmas tree. We don't have a holiday tree. Sorry.
Bring the box in and put it on the table.
Yeah, I could do that. And then we have to have our, I have my little nativity scene. But I love, remember last year people were like, well, where's Jesus? I said, he ain't here yet. I'm not going to put it up, like, going to be realistic. I'll have the animals hanging out, eating hay, stuff like that. Right? Mary and Joseph did not show up 30 days ahead of time. Sorry. I heard that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. We were talking about the diversity. When the left feels that diversity is more important than safety, right? You've seen that all over the place, especially when it comes to the Second Amendment. And when you talk about what's going on, when you talk about the reality behind how you truly save people's lives. Here's an instance where Broward County was kind of, I won't say that they were bullied into it, but they were telling you, know what, you need to hire more diverse people. You need to have more women, more blacks, more whatever. Nobody talked about their qualifications. The sheriff even said, I didn't think about the qualifications. I was looking for diversity. That's what they were looking for. Which is crazy. We vote these people in. We pay their salaries. We have an expectation, don't we? That they're going to do the right thing. They're going to keep us safe. The people of Los Angeles County voted in a sheriff, a new LA County sheriff, based on the sheriff's ethnicity and party preference. The man failed his lieutenant's test 3 times. And his response to that question, how can we trust you? Well, just think of how much studying I had to do to finally get it right. I've had practice. That's what I did. And I can't believe he actually gave that response. Anyway, the sheriff down there at Broward County said that, you know, we are more inclusive than ever before. We're dedicated to making sure that we hire inclusively with diversity. But where's the part that says, you know, let's make sure that they're qualified to do the job? Right? When you hire somebody based on gender or ethnicity, first of all, it's offensive. Secondly, it's dangerous. All the professions, law professionals and law enforcement officers should be hired based on merit, not intersectionality points. Hate that word. I hate that word. They're in business of saving lives and protecting their community from crime. Individuals picked for promotion and to be capable of doing so competently. All the inclusiveness points the Sheriff Israel got from recommending Jordan did nothing to save the lives of the 17 people. Really, that simple. Right? I mean, the fact that she was a woman made everybody happy but the 17 dead kids and the 14 injured. This is, for a lot of these people, a lot of the sheriffs I know, they don't want to die. Don't get me wrong. But for them not to run in is against their nature. It's just not in their nature. Yeah, this story, when I saw this, I could do nothing but laugh. And I mean that from the standpoint of this is so stereotypical left. Throw out the qualifications. Let's make sure, no matter what, let's make sure it's a woman. If it's a black woman, better. If it's a woman who identifies as black and she's a lesbian, that's even better. Talk about diversity. And I'm not making fun of those people. I'm making fun of the people that think you have to have that kind of diversity for it to be fair and equal. That's what I'm making fun of. Hey, middle school reduces bad behavior dramatically. I love this. With reverse suspensions. They invite parents to school when students misbehave. Right? I mean, who wants to sit in class with their kids? I did, right? Did I do it several times?
Repeatedly.
I don't know if that meant I was a bad parent or what, but hey, I used to ask the teacher, can I come sit in the class? They go, what? Oh, yeah, you want me to help you? Let me sit in the class. Let me get there before he or she shows up. And let me sit in class. I did that. Administrators at one West Virginia middle school have introduced a new disciplinary alternative to traditional suspension. They believe it could be more effective in reforming troubled students. I think so, too. Nobody wants to see their parent there. At Huntington East Middle School, nonviolent, nonverbal, abusive behavior is handled by offering parents the option of a reverse suspension. In other words, the kids can be in class, but you have to, too. Instead of sending the child home, the student's parents are invited to come to school and spend the entire day by his side. When we started combining schools, we had a lot of kids getting in trouble and getting suspended. Huntington East Middle School student Justin Young shared how the policy has worked for him personally. I was suspended multiple times last year, but this year, not once. Justin explained that when he and his mom got home from their day of reverse suspension, they had a family talk. After I woke up in the hospital, no, I'm just kidding. She wanted to know if I acted like that when she was not around. I said no, because I wanted to be good for you. Principal Frank Barnett said that the approach has helped the school reduce student suspensions by 2/3 and bad behavior incidents by more than half. The school discovered that for many students, suspensions were seen as a break from school. I've always agreed with that. Even as a school board trustee, I've always agreed with that. I've always said, why do we send them home? I would give them the homework that they have to do, the chapters that they have to do, forward them to make sure. Or make sure that they understood what this meant. I would give them the classwork or what have you. Oh, yeah, I'd have a field day with this. And then I'd make them come to school and in the old-fashioned days and clean desks. Remember that? Remember you had to do clean something. I don't care what the union says. I don't care. I wouldn't care. My attitude would be make it happen. Period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, when it comes to school discipline and that kind of stuff, we've gotten to the point where you really can't do anything. Right? I mean, you can't do anything to these kids that'll make them feel bad about themselves. I think you should. I think you should make it so that they're uncomfortable and embarrassed by it, so they stop doing it. And you're going to hear people say, well, there's evidence to say that that isn't true, that that doesn't work that way. Right? But you read here what a student said. And you read it over and over again about kids that don't want to be embarrassed. Well, this is what's going to happen if you step out and do these things. And, it will embarrass you. It'll make you feel bad. I don't know how you fix that. I mean, seriously, unless you get parents involved and you allow these kids to get embarrassed to a degree, I don't know how you're going to fix that. He said in the first year, the principal said that around 30 families have opted for reverse suspensions. The parents that, who is a parent who wants to sit in class to begin with? It's embarrassing. Parent Stephanie Howe spoke up and said she thinks it's a great idea. Principal Barrett explained that the school decides how to address each behavior on a case-by-case basis. If you've got a kid that's out of control, if you've got a kid that's having problems in school, it's really simple. Right? Just get the parents involved. They know what the issues are with their kids. They've had to deal with them. Right? Maybe they've dealt with him at home, and they know that you're not going to know anything that's going on at school because, you know, they've got, you gave the school his email address. You gave the school his cell phone number. No, don't laugh. Don't laugh, because I know that to be true with some students. When they signed up for school, they did all the paperwork. They filled in the paperwork for their parents, and what you end up having is you have a kid who's got all the contact information as the kids. You can't get a hold of the parents. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down so you can use it tomorrow. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you tomorrow.